I have been waiting for months and months and months to have this interview with Mark Cass. He, of course, is with Team Lammy. And Mark, you actually got to go to Restaurant Wars while Top Chef was filming, and you saw everything behind the scenes. So I have to ask you what the experience was like. First of all, how did you get invited to this?
Sometimes it's who you know, right? It's actually through Visit Milwaukee. I mean, invited me and my wife and a number of other community leaders to the event. It was on a Friday afternoon. We ended up being there for about 5 hours or so. Great day, great evening, right on the lakefront. Turned out it was a little rainy and cooler earlier in the day, and then it actually got very sunny for the show, which was beautiful. And just a great day on the lake. Just a great experience, Libby. One of those ones that you will remember for a long time.
Well, wait a minute. You said you spent 5 hours there. You couldn't have been dining the whole time. So what goes on behind the scenes of a TV show like that where everything looks like, oh, it happened in a very short period of time?
Oh, no. It's very interesting in that. I mean, we got there, and of course, you wait around for a while. Then I got the opportunity to speak to the three of the judges, which was interesting, Kristen, Tom, and Gail.
Yeah.
Got a chance to interview them and talk to them about Milwaukee, talk to them about their favorite restaurants, their favorite foods in Milwaukee. Spent a lot of time with Tom because he has a good history here. Very good friends with Paul Bartolotta. So really knows him well. He actually told me a few pretty good Paul stories I could use in my future conversations with Paul, which is very interesting. Nice guy. But again, they all talked about real good restaurants they loved here. They love Three Brothers. They love the ice cream. They love the custard. The thing they said over and over about our city, Libby, is how friendly we are. Tom was the one who told me that last year they shot in London. And it was just like, okay, whatever. Somebody's here. But then when it came to Milwaukee, he said everywhere they went, everybody was opening with them, very friendly with them, asking them in and talking to them, very engaging. He said it's just been such a wonderful experience for them. And then after we got through eating, we got the chance to actually go in the control room and watch all the cameras. They had cameras basically on every table where everybody ate. And one of the secrets I learned was that the hidden mic was in the salt and pepper shaker area. So they could get all your conversations as you were talking about the food, as you're talking about the show and the judges and all that. So we got to watch all the cameras and could see how they were acting, see the slow service that they talked about on the show, see how the kitchen was reacting, get to see all that, which was fascinating to me because, I mean, I love that kind of stuff. I love to see how things happen. You know, there was probably 4 or 5 hours of footage and like an hour show, hour 15. So they film a lot of stuff just to have their 1 hour show.
I imagine you saw a lot of things that edited out. Anything strike you?
No, I think more of the comments and some of the judges and stuff like that. Nothing that was really crazy. But just very interesting how they chose and how things are like out of order. We actually noticed when watching the show, one of the groups who was eating with us in the first seating was actually aired in the second seating their comments. So that was kind of interesting how they switched things around. I mean, how does anybody know? So that was fascinating. And then just to watch how people were interacting with the chefs and to see all of them, because they also had cameras back by each of them too. So that was very interesting. It's a great way to watch how a show is made. It's not easy. I was also amazed at the number of people they had there. They had hundreds of staff there, everything from food to logistics to drivers to everything.
Was the food really over the top delicious?
Yes, ours was. Now, I ate on Side 4 channel, so I had that. And I thought it was neat for us. We didn't get to eat all the food. We got to choose. Remember, there was one choice for each three of the courses. So what we did, my wife and I, is we each had one of each. Mm-hmm. Other than the entree course where there was three choices there was a vegan choice. So we got to try them, which was really good to me. You know, I've been asked a number of times over the past couple days, what was your dish? And it was not the one that got picked. I loved the fresh walleye salad. It was very good by Dan. But I thought the carrot one with the chowder was excellent and was by far my number one choice. And, of course, the ice cream. The ice cream at the end was fabulous.
I've always wondered, you don't pay for that meal, do you?
Correct. No, they don't. What they asked us for was after we were done, they handed us a check in a sense, and they asked us to grade our meal. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think we were used in terms of who won in the end, but I'm sure they wanted our input and they wanted our best. So we went through each of the courses, and there was four of us at the table, and we judged each course, and we gave them our feedback on it. So that was kind of fun, just to be able to pretend we were the judges, right? That was pretty cool.
And the other part is, do you tip the servers?
We did not tip the servers. We were not allowed to do that.
So this was all, you were there as guests of Top Chef?
We were guests. Correct. And they took care of the servers.
Was there anything that surprised you more than anything else?
I think one was the quality of the food. Because you just don't know when you're serving that. I thought it was really, really good. It was very enjoyable. I thought it was interesting knowing a little bit. Because, again, I hadn't watched the show until this year. So I'm learning a lot. But, I mean, the fact of asking them to create a restaurant in 24 hours is fascinating. And the way they have it right there on the lakefront, they created this restaurant. And I also thought the three of the judges, they were so friendly. You know, you often hear about Hollywood actors and people like that being arrogant, but they were so nice and they were just so happy to be in Milwaukee, which is what I've heard over and over and over again about the show, is that unlike other cities, maybe they were happy to be here because of the way everyone was treating them and everyone had welcomed them here with open arms.
Well, it was great to see you. I got so excited when I saw you and especially your wife walking into the restaurant.
She's way more important than me. You should always look for her because I'm somewhere way in the background of her.
It was a great show, and thank you for sharing all the behind-the-scenes secrets of Top Chef.
I would encourage people to watch. Libby, I don't know about you. I think it's been great for the city. I think every week seeing our city, seeing the Art Museum, seeing City Hall, seeing the Riverwalk has made our city look really good.